It's Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound.
Hey there, this is J.M. Clifford, and I am picking tunes for you on Fiddlin' Around. This first number here is a song off my new record, which is called Trains, Thinkin' and Drinkin'. And the tune is a short love song here that I'll finger pick. It's called On My Mind. It goes just like this. Some nights I hear a violin way down in my dreams. Some nights I hear a violin way down in my dreams. In the darkness I find you've been on my mind. Some days I close my worried eyes and I can see the light. Some days I close my worried eyes and I can see the light. Oh, I almost go blind. You've been on my mind. You've been on my mind. Somewhere the stars are shining now, don't you wanna go? Somewhere the stars are shining now, don't you wanna go? Leave this city behind. You've been on my mind. You've been on my mind.
You're listening to Fiddlin' Around, and we have J.M. Clifford on the show today. Thanks for coming in.
And there was much rejoicing.
Oh my gosh, the crowd goes wild.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, what a pleasure. This is such a cool thing you got going on.
Love it. We're right in the basement here in New York City.
And that's right.
Couldn't
that's right.
be happy to be anywhere else.
That's right. Right. NYU, my old home school.
Oh my goodness. Making yeah, what was your major?
So, actually, so I applied for the School of Education Music Department.
Okay.
I'm not really sure how this happened, but I sent the application to the School of Arts and Sciences, and
easy to mix up.
I don't remember how this went down, but I ended up getting in there, and my mom, she was a real smart lady. She's like, "You want to be a songwriter? You better learn how to write some lyrics." So I was like, "Cool, English and philosophy, double major, and a minor in music." So that's what I ended up doing.
I love it. Perfect.
Yeah, and right down the street.
Exactly. That's pretty poetic, majoring in English and philosophy, and that's now you're right. a songwriter.
That's right. That's right. Lots of Shakespeare.
Totally. So are you from Brooklyn originally?
I'm from New Jersey, but don't hold it against me.
Oh, no.
I was born in New York State, but grew up in New Jersey, and then, yeah, ever since going to college at NYU, and then I started teaching elementary school in Brooklyn. So I'm like, and I'm living in Brooklyn. So I'm pretty much a Brooklyn dude now.
Yeah, you've finally been immersed in the culture enough to call yourself a Brooklynite.
I can't.
Well, thanks for coming on. And I just want to start us off by, you know, we've gotten into a little bit, but how did you know that your calling was to be a songwriter and to play music?
Yeah. Well, let's see. I was a little kid. I wasn't great at sports. I was sort of like a nerd, but I didn't have like a ton of friends. Mm. And I was just sort of like on my own doing my own thing. And then like one day I saw some kid playing the drums. I was like, I must do that. So like I got into drumming and then like developed a like social circle and then like fell in love with just like music in that community and like immediately gravitated towards songwriting. Took up piano, took up guitar, moved from the drums to every other instrument until I was just singing and playing guitar. And that was like sort of my trajectory. But I've always like, I've been writing songs since I was like 10 or 11, I'd say.
Wow. Yeah. It's J.M. Clifford on Fiddlin' Around. And we have some more tunes for you today. So what do we have up?
So we're going to be hitting a tune called Complicated Man, a jam off my new album.
What I need the most
from you and the Holy Ghost is to hold me close. Try to understand I am fallen, broken. Do the best I can. Oh, the good Lord made another complicated man. Some folks, they drink whiskey. Some folks, they get stoned. And others turn to Jesus and never walk alone. Oh, me, I can't stop moving. Aimless as I roam. Ain't no winding country road that's gonna take me home. What I need the most from you and the Holy Ghost is to hold me close and try to understand I am fallen, broken. Do the best I can. Oh, the good Lord made another complicated man. Forgiveness, got down on my knees. That old time religion is made for nights like these. Try to be a good man, it's harder than it seems. Let me find some peace of mind way down here in my dreams. What I need the most from you and the Holy Ghost is to hold me close. Try to understand I am fallen, broken. Do the best I can. Oh, the good Lord made another complicated man. What I need the most from you and the Holy Ghost is to hold me close and try to understand I am falling, broken. Do the best I can. Oh, the good Lord made another complicated man. Oh, the good Lord made another complicated man.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to talk about your album right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that just came out in June. Is that right?
Trains, Thinking, and Drinking.
Oh my gosh, the Holy Trinity right there.
That's it, exactly right. Yeah, I was playing a song for a family friend of mine off my first record, and he was like, yeah, man, that's got everything a bluegrass song needs. It's got trains, thinking, and drinking. I was like, say what?
Write that down.
Yeah, I wrote the chorus of that song that night. I was like, all right, man, thank you very, very kindly.
This is it.
Yeah. It was actually funny, and the song ended up coming together very different on the record. Initially, it was like a 6-8 drinking, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but the idea was there. I had to do it.
I love it. Yeah. So how long has that one been in the works for? Because I know you've got an album from a couple years ago, yeah, and you've been making music like nobody's business,
yeah,
but what was the inspiration for this one, and how did it come about?
I knew I was going to put together, I sent actually Complicated Man, that tune that I just played before, I sent that tune, it's just a voicemail to my friend Ron Pope, who's a songwriter out in Nashville, Tennessee, and a really successful dude at what he does. And he listened and said, you know, you've got to you got to do another record, you got to put together a bunch of tunes just like this one, and mm-hmm, come on down to Nashville, and, you know, we'll bring together a wrecking crew of the best musicians, you know, in town, and we'll do a thing. So we started sending demos back and forth, working up songs, like real like songwriter workshop for like 6 months, and then I went down and had the best folks in the business, and we cut most of the songs in, you know, 2 or 3 takes. It was bananas.
Where in Nashville did you record that?
Sound Emporium.
Cool.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I think it's like the main room. Like, I one of my favorite records is the Robert Plant Alison Krauss record, Raising Sand. You know the one?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, like, that record was recorded across the hall. I was in the smaller room. Wow. You know, it's like Chris Stapleton goes in the big room, or Jason, you know, but like, and I it's like a very iconic space. So
totally.
I just stuck my head in there. I was like, aha, okay, cool, let's go back to
been in the same room as them.
Yeah, I was like, all right, this counts, you know. And then I went to my other, which was an amazing space.
Yeah.
The B room is freaking awesome. So And the musicians I worked with were just really, really special. So
that's so wonderful.
I'm proud of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did want to ask, I mean, obviously you grew up in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and there's not a whole big of a Americana root there, or especially bluegrass. So I would love to know what called you to get into that type of music, and what do you feel is really special about it?
Oh, cool. Actually, yeah. And that'll lead me so beautifully into my next tune.
What?
That's so amazing.
Hello?
This is perfect. I'd been like a songwriter, you know, starting to write songs when I was young, and I did a lot of song, like I did a couple albums with a lot of like finger picky, you know, stuff, like kind of like the first tune that I played, but like very singer songwriter. I was a huge Dave Matthews fan, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Oh, of course.
You know, I like James Taylor, Van Morrison, like, and that whole universe. And I think it was very early 2018. I decided that like I kind of was like tired of the songwriter world. I wanted to like find a community of musicians that like sat in a circle and played like a shared set of songs where there wasn't like one person in front, you know. And I was actually really interested in Irish traditional music because like I loved like that pub scene and everyone, you know, like the audience is watching, but they're sitting in they're playing for each other, like they're it's a social experience. And I knew I really loved that. But then I got wind of like there is a bluegrass scene in Brooklyn that's like actually it's happening. I got wind of this teacher. His name is Michael Daves. I don't know if you're familiar, but he's just a fantastic flat picking guitar player. He's done a bunch of records. I did a record with Chris Thiele that was unbelievable.
Cool.
And I started taking lessons from him, and just like I went bananas down a rabbit hole with bluegrass. I was like, you know,
it's
easy. And the community, like there's a bar in Red Hook called Sonny's. Where there's like a weekly jam, and I started going to that, and that's actually where I ended up meeting my wife. And like just like friends for life, and you know, just like, and that was like 2018. And then like when the pandemic hit, I was like so glad that I had a hobby where I could just like sit and flat pick guitar for hours and hours. And then I decided like, what if I took like the bluegrass style that I've like really like immersed myself in for a few years, and like all my songwriting like from my past, and just like kind of glued them together. And that's when I made my first record in the bluegrass world in that style. I'll play a song. This song that I was thinking about playing is called Kick the Drum Off that record, and it's sort of a love song to Brooklyn and the bluegrass community that I found there, and like all that good stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on into it. Cool. Right here. You're listening to Fiddling Around. It's Jam Clifford. Let's jam.
Ooh, let's do it. Kick the Drum. Singing in the midnight rain with the junkyard bulls again, sounding like an old freight train howling at the moon. It's empty in the heart of town, the cops don't shut the string band down, they're just here to dig the sound and call another tune. Here's the one that'll go down right round the trash can land. Your breath goes up in smoke. Years ago, it was so damn easy. Now I hold to the thought of you so it won't leave me. I just can't seem to sit still. I'm too tired to run. One more bullet by a bottle of rum. Put the bolt to the fiddle, now kick the drum. Streetlight revelry, stomp those feet on 1 and 3, crooked four-part harmony, covered in rust. Another round, another song, we'll go to the break of dawn, and everybody sing along, until we turn to dust. Here's to the music that we make at night, till we feel alright. Laughing at last year's dues. Years ago, it was so damn easy. Now I hold to the thought of you just can't seem to sit still. I'm too tired to run. I'm all bullet by a bottle of rum. Put the bullet to the fiddle, now kick the drum. So damn easy. Now I hold on to the thought of you, so it won't leave me. Life just can't seem to sit still. I'm too tired to run. One more bullet by a bottle of rum. Put the bullet to the fiddle, now keep the drum.
It's J.M. Clifford joining us today in the studio. Here's a question that might throw you for a loop.
I'm ready.
But I ask it to everyone who comes in.
Yeah.
So if you could describe yourself as a musician in a set of three songs that are not your own, what would they be?
Ooh, a set of three songs that are not my own.
It always kills people.
Ooh, okay, cool. Oh my gosh, okay, cool. And this, wait, so this is going to go on the radio, right? So everyone will be able to hear this, right?
Oh, they will.
All right, cool. So
honesty is the best policy.
All right, I'm going to be... Okay, that's a great question. Such a good question. I know the first one has to be Ridge Road Gravel by Norman Blake. Close second would be Church Street Blues, but I'm going to pick Ridge Road Gravel. Because I feel like I play that song just about every day of my life. It like is so heavily influenced my current style of flat picking, and I love Norman Blake as a guitar player and a songwriter. So that tune is one of them for sure.
Totally.
Okay. Ugh. Okay. I'm gonna go with. All right. I love this song so much. I think it's because it's like it's what I aspire to be as a writer. The song "Long Black Veil." If you're familiar,
I love that song. So like, which version?
So, well, like the band does a great version. Dave Matthews does a great version. The original, like Lefty Frizzell, did like the first famous version. But I always forget the name of the two writers. I don't like it's like. I don't know anything else they've written, but I know this tune. Johnny Cash does a great version.
Oh, of course. Jerry Garcia and David Grisman did a great version.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, I feel like in three verses, the songwriters managed to like tell an entire Steinbeck novel. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's
totally.
Just, it's outrageous.
Wild.
Like, you know, yeah. I mean, what they're able to pull out of like just such a minimal amount of songwriting space, maximum effect. And then, last but not least, oh my god. Gosh. Okay. Yeah, it's funny. Like, my mind is going back to, like, the music of my youth. Like, I'm thinking about, like, a songwriter that I used to absolutely worship. It's between Jeff Buckley and Martin Sexton.
Oh, good picks.
So, yeah. Martin Sexton, his first record, he's a fantastic singer-songwriter. And, I don't know, probably one of the best singers who ever opened their mouth. He had a song called Glory Bound off his first record that like I would, you know, probably spent 5 years singing every day. So I'm going to go ahead and say that one. Wow.
Totally. Great set. Yeah. I love it.
I like that question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, forced me to self-define.
Exactly. Like it's always good to self-reflect sometimes, you know, because sometimes we're just so caught up in like trying to be what other people want us to be that we're like, well, I already have so much. And
right.
I think like I'm an artist too, and we're always influenced like, by the people around us who are making art. So
Inevitably. It's
cool to acknowledge that.
I'm going to leave here. I'm going to be like, oh, I forgot about.
Oh, wait, just kidding. Oh, no. Well, you're listening to Fiddling Around. We've got a couple more tunes. We're almost done.
Awesome.
But you've got a lot of stuff coming up in the year in the surrounding area and elsewhere. So what's coming up for you?
Okay. So it looks like I'll be heading to IBMA, the International.
You Blue are. Wow. Business. Yeah.
Yeah. Last year I did the Ramble there, like the Artist Showcase Ramble. And I also did a their songwriter showcase, which was really, really cool.
Last year in Raleigh, very sad.
Yeah.
But Chattanooga is great. I love Chattanooga.
That'll be so fun
next year. I might make it down for that.
Yeah. So my first year in Raleigh was 22, and then I did last year in 23. But I know they've been there for like 10 years.
Yeah. Raleigh is very sad for it to be leaving.
And it's such, I mean, man, like the town is like really just set up for that. It's a wonderful becomes like a bluegrass carnival.
I love it.
So were you there last year?
I didn't. I wasn't able to make it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. I just recently joined IBMA. It's a thing. It's a rite of passage to be able to get down there.
Totally.
But I love Raleigh as a city. I've got a lot of friends and family down there.
Right.
So.
So I'm going to go down there and do one late night showcase with the folks at Mountain Fever, which is a wonderful record label. They've got a band on there called East Nashgrass. Are you with you guys?
Oh my gosh. What a great group.
Yeah.
They were just down in Lexington, where I'm from, this summer. And what a great show.
Such a great show. Yeah. I'm still recovering from every time I see them. That is insane.
Always delivering. Yeah, always.
Totally. So I've got that. And then it looks like in October, I'm going to be at Hill Country Barbecue.
With
the great Eugene Tyler band.
We love them. They were my first ever live session on the show. I was so telling you. Yeah, we love them. Great group of guys.
An incredible band.
And Hill Country's great too. The food's great. Everything's great.
Barbecue's awesome.
The only place in New York I found that has PBR.
Really?
Yeah.
Very
weird.
Get it together, New York.
I know, come on. Jeez, give me my cheap beer.
That's right. And it goes really well with the barbecue, with the brisket.
Exactly. Yeah. You know it.
So those are the two big guys. That's on October 18th.
Gotcha.
Can't wait.
Just around the corner.
Woo!
Woohoo! Exciting.
That's right.
And you're going to be playing tunes from your new album, I assume.
Tunes from the new album, tunes from the old album. And I've been playing a lot of new stuff because my plan is to go back to Nashville and record a new record.
When is that? When's that trip down to Nashville?
So it was going to be this summer, and in the fall things got pushed back, and it looks like it's going to be probably summer of 2025, which is wonderful because that gives me an opportunity to take the 30 songs that I have ready and throw out 25 of them and then write 30 more and throw out 25 of them, and that'll give me the 10 that I need.
I love it. Yeah, it's perfect.
Exactly.
All right. Well, with that in mind, let's go ahead and get into our next set of songs.
Yeah, let's do that. This is a very new song called I'm All Right. Just a dream. I wanted to talk to you somewhere in between. Give you the news and tell you for myself. No, there ain't nothing wrong, and passing on was the best thing for my health. Hey, well, I'm alright. Angels go golfing in the afternoon. Square dance every night. My vision's 20/20 ever since I saw the light. Don't go wasting no more tears on me, darling, I'm alright. Your Uncle Joe was tough as stone. We'd argue politics until the cows came home. Now we don't fuss, we don't ever fight. We just go fishing in the morning and hope something won't bite. Hey, well, I'm alright. Angels go golfing in the afternoon. Square dance every night. My vision's 20/20 ever since I saw the light. Don't go wasting no more tears on me, darling, I'm alright. When she finds those pennies, they're just a reminder of the good times, what we have in store. I'll be waiting for my stepping partner out here on the floor. Hey, hey, well, I'm all right. Angels go golfing in the afternoon. Square dance every night. My vision's 2020 ever since I saw the light. Don't go wasting no more tears on me, darling, I'm all right.
Thanks for choosing to play that one on here. Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah.
Just gotta take a risk. It's totally interesting. I like, you know, bluegrass, right? We use flat picks and we go like, meh, 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 meh. But sometimes, you know, I can't resist my old days of just kind of like finger picking, you
love
know?
It. It's just so soft and like warm.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a different vibe. I like to kind of have both textures.
Totally. Do you want to talk about that song a little bit since it's a new one?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this one... My wife told me this story about her grandfather. She had a dream when she was a kid that her grandfather passed away and came to her in a dream and was like, hey, I passed away, but heaven is awesome. Tell your grandmother I love her. Which was really sweet, but also very interesting because it turned out that that night her grandfather had in fact passed away.
Wow.
And no one had told her. So
he had been coming to her in a dream and telling her what's up.
Yeah, like, wow. Yeah. And I just was like, so I just couldn't get that story out of my head.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so, totally. You know, that song is for her and that experience.
Well, thank you for sharing that. For it feels sure. really special to have that in this room.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, I mean, with older generations sharing wisdom with younger generations and going back to you being a teacher, I would love to close us off with a question of, what's some advice you have for young musicians who are trying to get into bluegrass or songwriting? What's the best course of action for them and doing exactly what you do?
My grandmother said to me when I was younger, be a dentist.
Be a dentist.
Be a dentist, exactly.
Oh
yeah, it was like, that's right, I give my dentist all my money.
but they don't sing to you when they're in your mouth.
Can you imagine how awkward that would be? I'm so glad that I found bluegrass like later in my life. But for folks who are getting into it, who are like want to pursue it and like learn about it, I feel like, well, it's part of what drew me to the genre is like, I don't know much about the jazz world, but I don't get the impression that like someone who is just starting out can like go and sit in Washington Square Park in like a really serious jazz jam and be like, hello, I am playing the ukulele, barely.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, but in bluegrass, the rules are different. Like you can sit next to some of like the greatest practitioners in the genre if you're polite and like ask them questions and learn from them. And that's really what I did. I started to go to jams and I would, you know, pay attention to everybody, but like watching players who are so like much more advanced than I was, ask them about like what repertoire I needed to check out, what musicians I should be listening to. I mean, the thing that I love about this is just the sense of community. Like you use the community, plug yourself into it and like just do it. There's like practicing in your bedroom, which is awesome, but like nothing compares to like just doing it live. And this music is meant to be played with other human beings, so
totally.
go out there and do the thing.
I love that, especially here in New York. I think as someone who grew up in Kentucky, which is a whole different, you know, beast of bluegrass.
That's the real deal.
Thanks, Bill Monroe.
Exactly.
But New York bluegrass and the folk and Americana community here is very much like jam based, and
it's so
beautiful how, like you said, the people who are at the very, very top of the food chain, they don't act like it. They will give you lessons and they will give you advice and they will always be there for a jam no matter what, no matter how famous they get.
Totally.
So that's really beautiful and I'm excited to be a part of this community now.
Welcome.
And,
woo!
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's right.
So and I'm happy to have you on here to share wisdom with everyone else.
My
for all you
privilege.
Listening. Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. Well, it's J.M. Clifford on Fiddlin' Around. We've got a couple more tunes, two more tunes now.
Oh yeah, we're talking about wisdom from the older generation. Let me play one from my favorite songwriter for the past few years. This is the great Norman Blake, and this is his tune, Ridge Road Gravel. nothing coming down. Don't know why I don't move on out of this old town. Snows are falling in the street, winter's settling in. Friends and places said to me, can't go home again. Sing me a song that's not too long, take me home tonight. Till around the bend I see again the pitch road gravel and the cool old light. Tell me something I don't know, a change could help out now. Looking for a good time gal, searching for a friend. Longing for those good old days I thought would never end. Sing me a song that's not too long, take me home tonight. Till around the bend I see again the bridge road gravel and the cool road. Around the bend I see again the bridge road gravel and the cool road. Hello there, folks. This is J.M. Clifford, and you are listening to Fiddlin' Around. I'm going to play you another tune off of my new record, Trains, Thinkin' and Drinkin'. This is called Sunburnt Sky. A lover that will come and cover me. So I breathe slow and close my eyes, staring at a sunburned sky. Feeling like an outlaw out here on the run, kicking up dust and trying to have a little fun. But I'm thirsty as hell, the wells run dry, oh, underneath this sunburned sky. Oh, go easy on me, darling. Oh, the only thing I need is to hear your voice in the morning. Talk to me, talk to me. Lord, it's Easter Sunday, I can't get out of bed. The heat out on the street, well, it could surely raise the dead. I don't know the reason why I'm haunted by a sunburned sky.
You've been listening to Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM The Hound, and I will see you next week. Roll on. Ow, ow, ow!